mean, it's the next step. You know, we hope we see him. You know, we've made some strides this week in practice. This has been a good week of practice going against the Niners. And so, you know, both those guys, all three of them made steps. And so that's, you know, we want to see progress. And the good thing is that's what we've seen so far this week.
Would you like to make the decision after this game to get that first
game? We'd like the decision made by itself. We talked about that decision being made by itself, right? So we want, well, you know, one of them to take the reins and take over. It'd be the, you know, the ideal situation. But, you know, we'll get through this game and then go from there, see what happens.
John, have you liked the overall tenor of this camp and what you've seen over the last few weeks?
I have, you know, and I'm excited about it. And I think that, you know, Vance has brought a renewed enthusiasm and really done a tremendous job. And, you know, with the new staff on the offensive side and then, you know, and defensively. So it's been a good camp, and the tenor, like you said, has been really good.
Have the changes on the offensive line personnel otherwise brought the nastiness that you wanted to see?
Yeah, I mean, I think we saw a little bit of it today. I mean, we're very physical today up front, and it was a good day for us in the offensive line. So I think the mentality has changed tremendously, and Jeff Davidson as well as Chris Strauss are both doing tremendous jobs with the offensive line. So we made huge strides there, and you know, and that's where we needed to, and that was our starting point. And so we've been able to do that so far.
Chris Paxton started. You said they just play out. They're going to make the decision. Obviously, the decision's not made then.
No, it's not. You know, and that's why, you know, they'll split time this week, and you know, we'll see what happens and continue to go into it. And you know, Vance is going to continue to look at it. We'll stay in contact and communicate on it. And so, you know, as we said, we want to see these guys through preseason. You know, eventually, you know, we're going to name a starter. We just don't know when.
Paxton didn't have an incompletion today, and VJ said that he made three or four big-time throws. Do you like what you've seen in his development?
You know what? And like we said, he's making progress. And so, I mean, you know, they're all making progress. But I think what you saw in Paxton today, he played with a little more confidence than he has in the past. And I think anytime he does that, you know, he's a lot more successful. And so, but that, you know, that comes with youth too. I mean, you have your ups and downs as youth, and the consistency is not there where you want it to be, but that's why you continue to practice and continue to work and continue to get better.
What's it been like coming back to where you guys won your last Super Bowl? Do you feel like this team has a chance at one this year?
Well, we always hope, you know, first of all, it's great coming back because it's, you know, having spent my college years up here, it's always great to come back and remember how good the weather is, and you know, he had a chance to go watch practice over at Stanford last night, and so that was fun. So it's really nice to come back. Plus, I was in the same room that we won the Super Bowl at the hotel, so that was a good feeling. But you know, we go into every year with that being the idea, that we want to compete for championships, and you know, obviously with the year coming, we came off last year not having made the playoffs, so you know, we had some strides to make, and so you know, we're in that process right now. But I'm excited about where we are.
John, you have said really consistently the last 6-7 months that you're happy with your quarterback situation, that you know, you're satisfied with it. Even though it wasn't always apparent, you know, to us maybe, what did you see? What do you see in your quarterback situation that makes you have so much confidence?
Well, I mean, I've got confidence in the fact that they're both young and they're going to continue with practice to get better. And, I mean, that's why I had confidence in it. I think that looking at the guys that we had and, you know, them wanting to go and compete and practice, they don't grow on trees. As you know, there's not quarterbacks growing on trees out there. So there wasn't another answer. And so, but with that, with being said, is I like the guys that we had because I know talent-wise they can do it. It's just a matter of, you know, they need the time and experience, and with that they'll continue to get better. So, you know, obviously that position is very, very important. We got better around them to give them better opportunities to be successful. But there's still going to be, you know, growing pains. Whoever becomes a starter during this year, there's still going to be growing pains because they're both so young.
John, you went through it last year with Brandon, but we're seeing now more of the national anthem protests. Is that a conversation that you guys have with the players?
You know, we've not had a conversation with it. I think that, you know, my stance is the fact that I, you know, everybody has their right to do what they wish to do, and their beliefs are their beliefs. That's why we live in this country, and you know, they have the right to display whatever they wish to display. I think one thing that where we stand, and I kind of stand with the Broncos, is that, you know what, that's okay. We'll respect that, and whatever you want to do is fine with us. But the bottom line is, let's not get that can't get in the way of our main goal. And that is to compete for world championships. And so I just don't want that pulling away from our team. And sometimes that can pull away because obviously it gets a lot of attention. And so therefore, the only thing I would say to our players is just make sure it's not hurting your teammate. right? Because if you're making your turn, if the questions and everything, the tenor changes of what's going on in these interviews, and now you're not talking about our next opponent, but you're talking about what's going on in the world, that's not the best thing for our football team. So I only advise, you know, would tell our players is, I respect where you stand, but just when you make when you're doing anything, just understand what it's doing to the football team, because I want all these guys to understand that we're football first and we want to win football games, and if we do that, you know, everything's going to be fine. And but again, with that being said, I still respect the fact that they have the right to do what they wish to do. And but I just hope that when they do those type things and what they take in mind is they think about their teammates first.
Do you feel like Brandon handled that well in terms of channeling it with some off-field initiatives and some charitable stuff as well?
Yeah, he really did. And I think that, you know, obviously Brandon made a point last year, but you know what? He carried it forward. He just didn't make a stand on the field, you know, before the games. He actually went out in the community, did something, and talked to different people, went and talked to law enforcement, and was got involved in the community. So I was proud of Brandon and the fact that not only did he show his support for what it was last year, but also he went out and did something in the community about it.
John, 1 week from today, anything you're doing? Are you calling the committee members?
Well, we've already sent letters to everybody and showed our support for Pat, why we think that and why I think that Pat deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. And so, you know, that's all we can continue to do is continue to support him and let everything fall as it may. But as you know, and as I've said so many times, is, you know, he deserves a spot in the Hall of Fame because what he's done, not only for the Denver Broncos, the culture that he's brought, the ability to give us to win football games and compete for championships, but also if you look at the growth from 1984 when he got into the league to where it is now, and he was a big part of the growth of the NFL, that to me, as a contributor and the committees that he was on, it, you know, that's proof right there that, you know, he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
With so many injuries, what is the process with Vance and your staff on determining if you want to make a move or if you want to stand pat? What goes into that decision for each?
As far as the injuries?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, you're going to have those. And so those are always the things that we're going to have to deal with. And, you know, you just hope and pray that, you know, nothing's too serious. And so, you know, it's always fluid, you know, and so we have to continue to watch the waiver wire, see what's going on there. But, you know, we feel kind of lucky in the fact that with Wolf and Crick, we should get him back in a couple weeks, you know, and then but hopefully we can get through the rest of the preseason and not get hurt too bad.
Time for a few more for John.
How do you prepare for this year being different, 90 to 53, as opposed to the middle couple? So many bodies that are going to be available at one time.
Well, we have to do a lot more work early, knowing that we're not going from 90 to 75. We're going right to 53. So, therefore, our work's got to be done early because we're not going to be able to look at all those guys after the waiver day, the waiver wire comes out. You know, we have that many guys on the wire. We're not going to have that time. So we're in the process now that we're in the games, of evaluating those guys who we think might be available and who may be able to help us. And we've been a lot more stout there, and I think we're bigger there, and I think that, you know, that's the one thing is with the concern after last year was stopping the run. And so, you know, to be able to hold the line of scrimmage and be stout at the line of scrimmage, and I think that we've showed that on the defensive side, got much, much better there. And so, but that's got to continue to work and continue to go, and we've got to continue to get better with that.
Last one, Nikki.
I was just going to ask, what is the process for when you guys have conversations about the quarterbacks? What is that process, and how many conversations are there, and is it any different from other positions?
Well, no. I mean, obviously the quarterback position is important, but we talk about every position, just like we talk about the quarterback position, because we're trying to find the best 53 guys that are going to help us, give us the best chance to win football games. And so there's always conversation of, you know, in personnel meetings that we go through that, you know, we talk about each position and quarterback being one of them.